أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we've been looking or talking about Musabbihat place in Quran City. These are the seven chapters that begin with the declaration of the perfection of Allah, very often described as the glorification of Allah. In essence, it is declaring Him as flawless. He has no imperfections at all. In His hands is only goodness. But the moment you think Subhan, you think Tasbih. And we talked about it a little bit. But today I'd like to talk about the Tasbih of Sayyidah Fatima Zahra alayha salam, which I have lived with since I was a child. Since I was very, very young, my first gift from my father was this phenomenal Tasbih. It was yellow. And it was made of amber. He also placed the beads around my wrist and used to tell me, even as when I was a little baby, that I had to hold these beads and say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, and Subhanallah. And I'll tell you a story that inshallah will sort of inspire you to always have a tasbih with you and to recite the zikr of Allah. So it all started before Allah created Prophet Adam. The angels were trying to move the throne of Allah, but it was too heavy and it wouldn't budge. So they asked him for help and he said, recite Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. In other words, I declare the perfection of Allah. The angels did as they were told and found that it gave them power and strength and they were able to move the throne, which is known as the Arsh. They liked this so much that they constantly repeated, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Then Allah created Adam. When Allah blew life into him, he sneezed. That was the first thing he did. And he said, Alhamdulillah. Praise and gratitude be to Allah. That's what we're supposed to do when we sneeze. And the angels liked it so much that they added it to their Subhan. And soon they were saying, Subhanallahi walhamdulillah. Hundreds of years passed and Prophet Nuh was now on earth. For 900 years, he proclaimed the oneness of Allah with the words, La ilaha illallah. On his tongue, all he kept on repeating was, La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. The angels loved it so much that they added this too. So it became Subhanallahi, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallah. And they kept on repeating day and night. Many centuries passed. And Prophet Ibrahim was asked by Allah to sacrifice his son Ismail. And just about as he was about to sacrifice his son, and he needed something to give him the courage, he needed something to do this most difficult thing. And he said, Allahu Akbar. There is nothing greater or no one greater than Allah. And the angels loved it so much that they added this to their zikr. So they said, Subhanallahi, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallahu, wallahu akbar. More centuries passed and it was the night of Mi'raj when Rasulullah ascended to the heavens with Jibreel. And there Jibreel told Rasulullah this story and he added the final part, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. There is no power and no strength except that of Allah, the Most High, the Most Great. So now it becomes Subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wala ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar wala hawla wala quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil adhim. And up to this day, the angels recite this. It's a buzz around the throne of Allah. And you know what? Then came the tasbih of Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra. It was a gift from the Prophet to her. And we start with 34 times Allahu Akbar, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 33 times Subhanallah. There are so many ahadith that tell us the benefits of this tasbih. Often we take it so much for granted. It's a cure for so many things. There was a man who went to Imam Sadiq to complain that he was really ill. He said, my earache is so bad, no doctors can cure it. And Imam, the first thing he asked him was, do you not do the tasbih of Fatima al-Zahra? And the man said, what is that? And Imam says, recite Allahu Akbar 34 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Subhanallah 33 times. And the man says that he recited this all the time And with the dua from the doctors and this tasbih, he said, the pain in my ears went away. Now, I'm only mentioning one. There are so many things that go away from this. I know as a child, my father used to say, when you finish praying, don't move your legs. Just first do the tasbih of Fatima al-Zahra. Try it. It's phenomenal. It will just connect you to him. An absolutely awesome thing to do. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a tawfiq to be one of those who remembers him at absolutely every moment of our lives. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.